Last week, White Mountain hosted 13 teams for the Bering Strait School District's Regional Native Youth Olympics, or NYO, including Teller, Brevik Mission, Unalakleet, and Savunga. Practice for the Teller Akluks, which is a Inupiaq for brown bears, typically starts in March. But for 11th grader Lauren Garney, NYO is a year-round sport.
In summertime, I try to keep in shape. Then I join all the other sports to keep in shape during the school year, too.
She sits across from me at a table in the White Mountain School cafeteria, taking a break while other athletes compete in the Alaska High Kick next door in the gym. This year, Lauren won't be competing in any of the high kicks due to a fractured ankle from basketball season. But the injury isn't keeping her away from her favorite event, one hand reach.
One hand reach, I won 2 years in a row. This year might be my third if I win. At practice, I've been getting the district record or beating it by like half an inch.
In one hand reach, athletes must balance their weight on the palm or knuckles, reach with their free hand to touch a suspended ball, then place their free hand back on the floor, without otherwise touching the floor. The ball is raised 4 inches after each round. If it sounds painful, it is.
I'm trying to keep your body up on one hand. It hurts my legs to, I always cramp up when I'm reaching, but you gotta reach through it.
Lauren did end up reaching, though, and winning one-hand reach, with a total height of 55 inches. The state record for girls is 62 inches. But for her and many of her fellow athletes who love NYO, it's not all about the competition aspect of the games. When I ask Lauren to tell me about her team, she lights up.
It's a pretty young team, and they all really like it. They stuck with it, and we all help each other out at practice. We tell each other what we need to do to go farther or be better. They really support each other, and they're mostly 7th graders.
Tamara Abluwalik is an 8th grader on Lauren's team who echoes the support she feels from the Teller Akluks.
They're helpful. They really, like, help and encourage. Like, they say we could do it, try your best.
Summer Sagunik is a senior on the Unalakleet team. Like Lauren, her favorite event is one-hand reach.
Because I've become, I don't want to say pro, but I've become kind of good at it. And I also think it's something that tests out a lot of skills, balance, core.
Summer is modest when she talks about her own ability. For one-hand reach, she's not just kind of good. She came in second place at 54 inches. Unalakleet's team is made up of 12 athletes this year, a few of whom are brand new to NYO. She says the whole team is really strong this year, and she's quick to point out one of her teammates in particular.
I would like to highlight Ali Ivanov. She broke a lot of records last year for a 1 foot, 2 foot scissor broad. I think she's a great athletic person, and she's doing great.
According to BSSD records, Ali has since tied district record holder Crystal Newhall Campbell for the most gold medals in BSSD NYO history, 14. And she was awarded Most Outstanding Female Athlete this year. Summer's mom, Melanie Sagunik, watches her daughter from the bleachers. She has followed Summer around the state to watch her compete in basketball, volleyball, and NYO. And she says many of her coworkers in Unalakleet donated airline miles to help make it possible. She says what she loves about NYO and what makes it unique is sportsmanship.
Wonderful sportsmanship. You know, they all cheer each other on. They encourage each other. It's not only the kids too, but the coaches help, you know, the other kids as well. So it's nice to see that.
It's pretty exciting. I like coaching. I get excited for the kids, especially if they're excited for themselves when they say that they beat their personal best, and I'm excited with them. I'm happy for them.
That's Coach Darcy Kingacuck from Savunga. She's been coaching for 10 years, and before that, she was an NYO athlete herself, from 7th grade all the way up to graduation. She notes that this year is the biggest team for Savunga in a while, something she credits to her teaching NYO to the elementary school kids a few years back. If you ask Darcy, who started practicing for the Alaskan High Kick back in kindergarten, no age is too young to get kids started in NYO games.
I have a 2-year-old son that I'm teaching since he was baby. I have a video of him doing some of these. I bring him to practice every now and then.
Edward Talktu is the coach for the Brevig Mission Huskies. To him, NYO's spirit of community and support is a direct reflection of the rural communities and traditional values the games are tied to.
They interact with each other, younger and older kids. They just help each other out, just like our villages. Our villages, we all help each other out, which starts off from our grandparents, and we just obey from there on. I hope it will continue because our generation is starting to change a lot now. But we still try to represent our traditional values on our youngsters, and it's still strong.
Traditional community values are certainly felt in White Mountain over the course of the event, one that brought over 100 people to the 238-person village. Principal David Fair and community members made 15 trips on snow machines to the airport to pick up NYO teams, who also spends the night in the small school. White Mountain community members brought things like pickled muktuk, oranges, and caribou to stock the hospitality room for visitors to enjoy. Feeding all of these additional people takes a large effort, and Rose Titus, the school cook, happily dishes out tray after tray of her homemade meals, like moose spaghetti, to hungry kids, parents, and spectators. She serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner each day of the event. On a normal school day, Rose starts her day around 8 to make breakfast.
When we have big events like this, I come at 6:30 and start cooking breakfast, so I can be on time. If I come later, you're all the way, waiting to eat, so I come at 6:30 and start cooking breakfast.
But she has help in the kitchen, too, from NYO athletes. Each team pitches in to cover the cleanup after a meal.
They wash dishes, dry them. They clear the tables and wipe tables. And if they have to sweep, they'll sweep. And if they think they have to mop, they'll mop. But our maintenance always mop. But usually the kids, they do sweep the floor if they need to. And they're still doing dishes right now. Okay. And then who was this morning?
Tyler.
Okay. And they got the supper crew next.
In the kitchen after lunch that afternoon is Earl Anagiuk, laughing with his Savunga teammates as they wash dishes. Earl is a senior, and back in the gym, he has quite the fan base. Whenever it's his turn to compete, the crowd goes wild. He steps up for the scissor broad jump, which requires athletes to cover as much distance as they can, making 4 continuous hops without losing balance. The crowd quiets down so he can concentrate. Earl crosses the gym, 33 feet, 11 and a half inches, and plants his feet on the gym floor in one final thud. Earl finished in first place for 4 different events this year. Scissor broad jump, wrist carry, one hand reach, and Alaskan high kick. He also got awards for most outstanding male athlete and most inspirational athlete. When I got a word with him, he's quiet and modest.
I just want to say good luck to everyone. Everyone tries their best. Everyone did their best.
The top-placing BSSD athletes head to the state NYO meet in Anchorage today. The opening ceremony is this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Alaska Airlines Center. In White Mountain, I'm Katie Kazmierski.